Two violent fugitives still sought in Big Easy jailbreak. By Lowell Coffee Law on May 27, 2025. Only two of the 10 inmates who escaped from the New Orleans jail earlier this month now remain on the run, but both have a history of violence. The remaining fugitives, Antoine Massey, 32, and Derek Groves, 27, are both considered dangerous, authorities say. Both men were in the Orleans jail for violent offenses, Massey for strangulation and Groves for attempted murder. Louisiana State Attorney General Liz Morrill announced on X Monday the arrest of two of the other escapees, Leo Tate and Jermaine Donald, by Texas Department of Public Safety in Walker County after a high-speed chase through the Huntsville area. The AG wrote, Tate was originally incarcerated on charges of burglary, possession of firearm by felon, and illegal carrying of weapon. He also has criminal history that includes attempted second-degree murder. Donald was originally on charges of second-degree murder, aggravated battery, and possession of firearm by felon. The May 16th from the Orleans Parish Jail has spawned one of the most publicized manhunts in the state's history as well as resulting in extensive criticism of the facility's ability to hold inmates. Like other escapees taken back into custody in recent days, Donald and Tate now face additional charges in connection with the escape, authorities said. In addition, 13 people have been arrested for allegedly aiding the escapees. Morrill issued a terse warning to anyone who might be helping the remaining fugitives. If anyone else is helping out the remaining two escapees, they will also be arrested and prosecuted, the attorney general wrote. We will not tolerate it. The Associated Press reported last week in Breitbart News that the escape followed decades of dysfunction in the city's jail system and recent warnings that conditions were ripe for a catastrophe. The mass escape took place not long after midnight when a guard stepped away to get food, allowing the prisoners to yank open a defective cell door. They then removed a toilet and escaped through a hole in the wall, audaciously leaving a note too easy, low for their jailers. Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson said she has long raised concerns about the jail's ongoing deficiencies that need to be repaired or upgraded. Some local officials disagreed, blaming the sheriff for security lapses. Reportedly, no one noticed the men scaling a fence and sprinting across an interstate, which was captured on surveillance video at 1 a.m. hours passed before external law enforcement or the general public were notified. Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.